This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet votes to close Al Jazeera's news channel operations in Israel after rising tensions amid Israel's war with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The decision comes following the Israeli government's long-running feud with the Qatari-funded channel. It also comes at a time when ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas are gaining steam. The decision threatens to heighten tensions with Qatar at a time when the Doha government is playing a key role in mediation efforts between the two sides. Al Jazeera has said the closure would affect its operations in East Jerusalem and Israel, but not in the Palestinian territory. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Hamas official said on Sunday the group's delegation for Gaza truce talks in Cairo was leaving for consultations in Qatar after public disagreement with Israel intensified over demands to end their seven-month war. Earlier, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, quote-unquote, surrendering to a demand to end the war would amount to defeat. The Qatar-based political chief of Hamas countered by accusing Netanyahu of sabotaging the talks. The Hamas negotiators are due back in Cairo on Tuesday, according to Egyptian intelligence services. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said on Sunday Hamas seemed not to be serious about reaching a truce. He said, "We've identified alarming signs that Hamas actually does not intend to go to any agreement with us. This means actions in Rafah and the entire Gaza Strip in the very near future." Israel has been warning for months it plans to send troops into Rafah, the southern city bordering Egypt, where more than a million displaced residents have taken refuge. This is VOA News. More U.S. federal funding is being made available for security after synagogues report receiving threats. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Officials and police in New York say weekend threats to synagogues as well as the Brooklyn Museum are unfounded. Still, Senator Chuck Schumer says the Israel-Hamas war shows a need for extra security.
This is a persistent cascade of intolerance and even violence. And the state of hate has become a boiling point.
He says $400 million in federal funding is available for any house of worship, not just synagogues, to apply.
So you can actually hire personnel. You can hire security guards as well as get any kind of physical protection you need.
Schumer says so far December had the highest rate of threats to synagogues, 800 nationwide. Julie Walker, New York.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has sharpened his allegation his Democratic successor has weaponized the American justice system against him, comparing Joe Biden's tactics to those of Hitler's Gestapo, American media reported it Sunday. The Republican 2024 presidential candidate made the remark during a private meeting on Saturday with top party leaders and wealthy donors at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, according to a recording provided to the U.S. media by one donor. China's ambitions in the South China Sea continue to alarm Australia, its Indo-Pacific allies, and the United States. In response, Australia, the U.S., and Japan have agreed to step up military drills with the Philippines. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
In response, Beijing urged the Philippine government not to challenge China's resolve to defend China's sovereignty in the region. China has sweeping claims in the South China Sea, which has rich fishing grounds and is a major international shipping route. Vietnam, Malaysia, Taiwan, and Brunei also have claims overlapping with each other's or China's in the South China Sea. Beijing has insisted that efforts by the United States to boost its security alliances in the Indo-Pacific region are aimed at containing China and threaten stability. Phil Mercer, VOA News.
Thousands of demonstrators protested in French cities on Sunday at what they called an offensive against transgender rights after right-wing senators presented legislation on gender transition for minors. Activists, left-wing members of parliament, trade unionists, and young people rallied chanting, brandishing placards calling for, quote, health resources for transitions. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.